This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. After refusing to commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses, U.S. President Trump says he's not sure that the upcoming election can be honest. More from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The president said it's a scam.
Unsolicited ballots. They're unsolicited. Millions being sent to everybody.
He told reporters if America votes this way, it can't be honest.
They found, I understand, 8 ballots in a waste paper basket in some location. They found, it was reported in one of the newspapers that they found a lot of ballots in a river.
On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray says there is no history of a coordinated voter fraud effort for a national election.
Whether it's by mail or otherwise.
Wray says to change the outcome at that scale
would be a major challenge for an adversary, but people should make no mistake, we're vigilant.
Wray says voter fraud is on their radar. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Activists in Louisville, Kentucky and other U.S. cities have been out again chanting Breonna Taylor's name and marching for a second night after a decision not to charge officers with killing the black woman. Police in riot gear blocked roads Thursday night, but they kept their distance as the crowd streamed through the streets in Taylor's hometown. Protesters also gathered in cities like Philadelphia and Rochester, New York. Authorities and activists alike are wrestling with the question of what comes next. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher pleaded for calm after peaceful protests turned violent Wednesday and a gunman shot and wounded 2 police officers. Again, activists in Louisville, Kentucky, other cities around the United States continue to chant Breonna Taylor's name, marching a second night after the decision not to charge officers with killing her. This is VOA News.